The Apex Court has adjourned hearing on Emeka Ehadia's fresh application concerning the Imo governorship poll till March 2nd. Now, is there a judicial precedence in matters of review by Supreme Court?
Really, the Supreme Court can review itself if it finds out that the decision it has taken on the particular case before it was reached by Korea. Possibly there was an error on the face of the judgment, or maybe there was a slip, or the judgment was obtained by fraud, all those things. But a reality is rarely happens, and naturally, most times, it doesn't always happen in the same case where the error or the decision was made. Possibly, it will call the wisdom of another day. Maybe a similar case that now comes before the court will now review themselves on a previous decision that is similar to the one they are deciding.
It means we don't have a precedence in the country when it comes to this type of judgment, especially in politics.
No, not at all, not in politics. The precedence we have is on an entirely different matter, and we don't have any precedence when it comes to politics or political matters, so to say.
Now, does that mean that whatever the outcome of the present review will not constitute precedence, or what is the implication?
Yes, actually, it's difficult for me as a practicing counsel to preempt what the decision of the court in the Imo governorship and Bayelsa governorship elections will be. We can just say that it is most unlikely that the Supreme Court will review itself on those cases.
And what if it does?
Well, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. The mere fact that something has never been done before does not mean that it cannot be done. That is what a retired justice that we call matter of the rules in England, Lord Alfred Dennett, what he said in the matter in 1964, that he will say that no case has been found in which it has been done before, then that argument may not be appealing. Because if something has never been done before, and we say that because something has never been done, it should not be done, then we shall never get anywhere.
Now,
Lord, we pass this what the rest of the world was. So that the word of God affects any matter of the rules.
Now, what is the implication of this fact for the judiciary?
Some of so many people have complained that those decisions are travesties of justice. That whatever the outcome will be, will determine what implication it should have for the judiciary. Presently, as we stand, those decisions are binding. The implication it has on the rest of us is that those decisions, either in the case of Imo State or in the case of Bayelsa State, are now precedent over other decisions that are similar in nature, and they are binding on all other courts, whereas on the Court of Appeal, to the magistrate court in Nigeria. That is the law. The decision of the Supreme Court is the law on those areas that it has touched.
Okay.
That from the day you are delivered.
Now, what about our constitution?
Yes, that is why I replied that several people have stated that those decisions constitute a travesty of justice. In the sense that the constitution stipulates that for somebody to be pronounced a governor in a particular state, the person must have won at least a particular percentage of the boat, two-thirds of the seat. So, and what the Supreme Court decisions in these two cases indicate is that the decisions are not in tandem with the provisions of the Constitution. If you aggregate the votes in the two cases, that of the APC in Imo State and that of the PDP, their candidates in the two states, it doesn't conform with the provisions of the Constitution. And that is why we say that nothing is impossible, but it's most unlikely that it will be done.